Hello and welcome back, my dear boys and girls, to this brand new episode on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. I hope you are all ready to dive into the new adventures of Draco the Friendly Dragon. We have traveled a few thousand years in time to modern times, where 13-year-old Ayan and his sister Alina have just reached a massive castle with their friend Samir. The children flew through the night sky, guided by a friendly and magical glowing hand which brought them there. And there they met a strange man who welcomed them and called himself their uncle. Let's find out what happens next in the story. Ayan, Alina and Samir were too confused to understand what was happening. They stood rooted near the door while the man calling himself their uncle walked closer. As his face came out of the shadows, Ayan's heart skipped a beat. For a moment, he thought that the man was their father. But as he looked more closely, he realized that while the man definitely possessed some similarities with their father, it wasn't actually him. His hair was grey, but his eyes and forehead reminded the young boy of their father, and Ayan broke into a smile. No doubt, this had to be their uncle and his father's older brother. Alina must have felt the same, because the little girl ran towards this perfect stranger as if she had known him forever and clung to him. The sudden motion threw their uncle off balance and he took a step back, trying to regain his balance and letting out a delighted laugh. He swung Alina up in his arms and hugged her tight. Ayan noticed that his right leg looked stiff and unnatural and that he moved it with difficulty as compared to his left leg. Ayan walked towards his uncle and the three of them hugged each other, laughing out loud. Not wanting Samir to feel left out, both Ayan and his uncle beckoned to the young boy to join the happy little group hug. And soon, all of them were laughing and hugging and talking all at once. After a few moments, they broke apart and Uncle Kabir became serious again. He motioned to the main doors with a flick of his wrist and they silently closed shut. Another flick of his wrist made sure that all the locks were engaged and that the house was secure. He turned back to the children and gave them a smile, welcoming them inside the great hall. Uncle Kabir led the children to a comfortable set of sofas where the kids sat down in front of tables heaped with platters of yummy food and juice. Ayan was bursting with curiosity and had many questions. But Uncle Kabir asked the children to eat first so that they could regain their strength. The children had not had a chance to eat such delicious food at the orphanage, and for a long time, the only sounds that could be heard were those of chewing and licking and slurping. Finally, having eaten their fill, they sat back contentedly. Uncle Kabir looked at them with a smile and told them that it was time to tell them the truth and launched into his story.
Welcome once again, children. I am really glad that you are all here and are all safe. Please listen to me with an open mind and try to understand what I am trying to explain. I'll be happy to answer your questions later, but please be patient and listen to me first. Ayan and Alina, this is a story about our family, about our ancestors and a lot of other magical creatures with whom we are linked. Please believe me when I say that magic is real. I had no idea about it either for the first few years of my life, but on my 13th birthday, my father, your grandfather, explained these things to me for the first time.
Uncle Kabir looked and nodded at each of the children.
I know that you are too young to understand all of this right now, Alina. While Ayan, you've just turned 13. But you both need to know the truth so that we can be best prepared for what's in store for us. And Sameer, you are as much a part of this as Ayan and Alina. It is no coincidence that the three of you are best friends and that you were chosen to come here as well. Ayan and Alina, to come back to our family, I want to tell you that we have been a protector of humans and of nature for a long, long time across many generations. We have always tried to maintain the balance between humans and nature and live together in harmony. However, across the ages, there have always been dark forces that have tried to disrupt this balance for their own selfish greed, and we have fought many battles with them.
The children listened to Uncle Kabir in utter silence. They still could not believe what he was saying, but it was too exciting. They had 1,000 questions in their minds, but they knew that they had to wait for him to finish his story.
And now, for the most important part, our family is magical. We have magic flowing through our blood, and people in our family have always used that magic for doing good for the world. What's more, we all get our magical abilities from dragons. Yes, children, don't look so shocked. Dragons are real. And the fact that we are a magical family is just proof of that. In fact, members of our family are not only magical, but some of us are also dragon riders. And we train and we train for many, many years for a chance to actually ride atop a dragon. As a matter of fact, the person who came to the orphanage is actually a powerful sorcerer from the dark side who wants to destroy us and our family so that he can rule over the world. He knows that our family and the magic we possess is the only thing that can stand in his way.
Ayan could no longer contain his curiosity and he blurted out,
"But what about the photograph that he showed our principal? It showed him with Dad in our kitchen, in our home."
Uncle Kabir just smiled and replied,
"That's just a mere trick for a sorcerer as powerful as he is. Why don't you take out the photograph and look at it once more?"
Ayan pulled out the photo from his pocket and stared at it in surprise, because now it showed their father with the real Uncle Kabir and not the other man who had pretended to be their uncle.
"This is nothing,"
said Uncle Kabir.
"He is capable of far more complex magic, as he is very powerful. His real name is Adar, and he likes being called Adar the Horrible after one of his ancestors many thousands of years ago. I have much more to explain to you, but first, you all need sleep and rest. We will continue our conversation tomorrow. Your rooms are on the first floor. I trust you will all be comfortable."
And so saying, Uncle Kabir flicked his wrist and disappeared in a puff of smoke right in front of the children's eyes. Seeing their uncle disappear like that removed any doubt that they still had about magic being real. And after talking excitedly for a few minutes, the children went up to their rooms to sleep. Despite their adventures, they were exhausted and soon fell into a deep sleep. And this is where we leave them today, children, sleeping peacefully and looking forward to the next day. I will see you next time with the next chapter of this adventure on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. Until then, take care and bye-bye.